Thursday lunchtime here at Michael Faraday School, and we have just finished our weekly assembly. Each week, a different year group picks a very timely theme and they present their ideas and their work. Year three this week, I've got three friends from year three who want to share their messages. So, madam, your name?
Esther.
Mario.
Shanai.
Okay, Esther, Mario and Shanai. Esther, so first of all, what was our very topical theme for the assembly this week?
Mother's Day.
Yeah, remind me please, Mother's Day. It's coming up very soon. When is it?
Sunday.
It's this coming Sunday. Now, Mario, when all of our friends from year four, year five, year six came into the assembly, you were playing quite a special song. What was the song?
Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Yeah, and why do you think, why did you choose that song to welcome our friends?
Because sometimes our mum makes us happy, and then, like, in the song it has the word happy in it, and then we should make them happy for Mother's Day.
Yeah, spot on. It was a very, very lively start to the assembly. I could watch your other friends coming in, and when they heard that music, they felt quite uplifted. Okay, so if I can ask Shanai. So, for the assembly, we looked at maybe the history of Mother's Day, and then what happens in modern times. So maybe the history, can you explain about how Mother's Day started and how people perhaps used to celebrate it?
Well, Mother's Day started in the Mother's Church, and like lots of people used to come there to celebrate mothers, and yeah, basically. And it's been for over 400 years, lots of people have been going to the Mother's Church to celebrate all the mothers.
Yeah, and things might have changed slightly since then. So, Esther, so we also then talked about what we do now to help celebrate Mother's Day. So, some of the ideas that we shared.
Maybe you want to take your mother out, or you want to go somewhere special, like go on holiday, or somewhere your mum likes to go.
Yeah, Mario, what I thought was quite good, we posed three questions about how we can celebrate Mother's Day to all of our friends in the assembly. Can you remember what those three questions were?
To take them out, to give them breakfast in bed, and to...
What was the third question? Or the third answer, it might have been...
To give them a gift.
To give them a gift. Now, I thought you were quite clever. You're also a bit funny. It was a bit of a trick question, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we had these three things. What can we do to help our mothers on Mother's Day? And we got some answers. We had, I think it was one young man. Was it...
Brandon.
He got it spot on. So what was the correct answer?
It was all three of them. Because, like, some people, they would like to appreciate their mums for what they've done for them the past 3 years.
Yeah, I think the kind of message was, it was really try and think what your mother would like for Mother's Day, how she'd like it to be celebrated, and then do something for her. And then we also looked at about some of the ways in which our mothers have helped us and how they help us. So, Shanai, some suggestions. What does your mother do for you?
Hugs. She always makes my breakfast. When I'm sad or I'm hurt, she gives me cuddles.
And Mario, can you think of some ideas in the way that your mother perhaps helps you?
So, like, if I'm sick, she hugs me, she helps me, and she kisses me, she loves me, and she takes me places, she buys me stuff.
Yeah, it's really endless. It's really hard to try and actually think and name everything which our mothers do for us. So many things. We're going to finish, I think, with Esther's poem. You've written a poem about Mother's Day. Would you like to read it out, please? This was also shared in the assembly.
My mum. H is for how she cares with her tender, pure gold heart. A is for a lovely person your mother is. She cares for you with all her heart. P is for people appreciate their mum because it's important to let her know you love her. P is for places and people. Your mum takes you everywhere. Y is for you must love your mum till the day she dies. M is for mums are special because they care even if you get in trouble. O is for oh how their love is sweeter than candy. T is for they love you and you love them. H is for happy Mother's Day and enjoy yourself. E is for every day is a special day when it's with your mum. R is for reveal your heart and let her know you love her. S is for Sunday is a special time when children respect their mums. D is for desire them, it's their special day. A is for enjoy mothers. Y is for yeah!
Yeah, what a great way to finish there from Esther. And also, I think, very, very sort of similar to the way that we had in the assembly playing the happy song. So thank you to Esther and to Mario and to Shanai. That's been wonderful celebrating Mother's Day. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.